Om Shanti. Baba has started speaking.
Sarva Shrestha Bhagya Vidarta Sarva Shatyoke Tata.
Today, the most elevated bestower of fortune, the bestower of all the powers, Bap Dada, the children, whether they are sitting in front in Madhuban or in different parts of this land or other lands and are listening to Baba in remembrance or even watching Baba, are experiencing to be sitting in front of Baba, and Baba is seeing them in front of him. Bap Dada is happy to see all his children in front of him, and all of you also very happy to see Baba in front of you, aren't you?
बच्चे भी हर्षित और बाप दादा भी हर्षित.
The children are happy and बाप दादा is also happy. This joy is the real joy, the joy of the heart, which removes the sorrows of the world. This joy of the heart will give experience of the Father to the souls. Because even the Father is a constant server of the souls, and you children also, along with the Father, are companions in service, aren't you the companions? you are the companions of the Father. The ones who transform the sorrows of the world and are constantly ready to serve the souls in order to give them happiness. You are constant servers.
Siva. Srav. Shakti.
You are not those servers who serve only for 4 hours or 6 hours, but you serve every moment. As you are constantly on the stage of service, you are those who are constantly playing a part on the stage as the companions of the Father. Just as your remembrance is constant, continuous, similarly your service also is continuous, constant. Do you experience yourselves to be constant servers? Or do you think that you are servers only for 8 hours or 10 hours? Actually, the whole of Brahmin life is meant for remembrance and service. Do you have anything else to do? It is only remembrance and service. In every breath, every second, remembrance and service go together. Is it that ours devoted the service are separate or different from ours devoted for service? No, both go together. Remembrance and service go together. There is a complete balance between the two.
100%.
If it is 100% service, then it is also 100% remembrance. Isn't it that way? Is there a complete balance of both? Is there the balance? Sometimes there is a difference, isn't there? The meaning of the word karma yogi is karma and remembrance, service and remembrance. Equal in a balanced way. It shouldn't be that for some time the remembrance is more and service is less, or at other times service is more and remembrance is less. Just as the soul and the body are always together when they are on this world stage, can they be separated? Similarly, remembrance and service should go together. Remembrance means to be equal to the Father. It also means the remembrance of the respect of the self, self-respect. When there is remembrance of the Father, then automatically there is remembrance of self-respect. If there isn't self-respect, then even the remembrance is not powerful. Self-respect means becoming equal to the Father. Self-respect means becoming equal to the Father. Complete self-respect is to become like the Father. And the children who have such a remembrance will always be bestowers. They will not be the ones who are taking, but they will always be the bestowers. Today, Bap Dada was checking to what extent the children have become the bestowers. Bap Dada was checking to what extent the children have become master bestowers. As you are the children of the bestower, just as the Father never thinks of taking, he always thinks of giving. Even if he says, give to me all that you have, all the old things you have, even then In return of the old, he gives new. To take means to actually give. Therefore, presently, Bhaktada liked one topic of the children very much. Which topic Baba liked very much? It's a topic used abroad. Which topic? Sister Wadi is saying culture of peace. Anything else? Call of the times. Sister Maureen of London is saying. So Baba is answering. Baba was saying that that how the children are concerned about service of the world, and Baba is your companion in service. But Bab Dada was also observing that it's time even for the call of the time for the children. What is the call of the times for the children? Think about yourself. You do think about service and give speeches on that. But you should even ask yourself. Ask yourself that what is the call of the time for me? What is the call of the time presently? Therefore, Bab Dada was seeing that according to the present time, every moment, each child should have the awareness that he is a bestower, and he or she should increase that awareness more and more, whether it is towards self-progress or towards others, but the awareness should be that I am a bestower. That awareness should be experienced in an immersed form. Whatever the situation, you have to have the thought that I must give. A bestower will always have an unlimited attitude. He will not have a limited attitude. And the bestower will always be overflowing. He will be full in everything. The bestower will always be the master ocean of mercy. This is why if there are any limited sanskaras, either of the self or of others, those will not be immersed in their minds. Those will be merged because the immersed thoughts would be, will be, I have to give, even if someone doesn't give. But I have to become a bestower. Even if a soul is under the influence of its sanskaras, but I have to continue to give that soul cooperation. Therefore, no one's limited sanskaras, and then no one's limited sanskaras will influence you. Even if someone gives you respect or doesn't give you respect, it shouldn't matter to you. But the thought in you should be, I have to give. Now, the need is to have the awareness of giving all the time. Sometimes you say, I wish to give, but this word but shouldn't come. I have to give. This should be the thought. Even even if someone's behavior isn't good or his words are not according to your liking, still, so what you should do is not accept it. Something which is bad shouldn't be accepted, should it? To let it affect your mind means to accept it. It shouldn't even touch your head. If it enters your head, even then it will be taking. You shouldn't take it in your head too. When you know that it is bad, you shouldn't accept it either in your head or in your heart. That is, don't imbibe it. On the contrary, instead of taking in that, you should have good wishes, pure feelings for them, and do the task of bestowing, don't take. Why? Because according to the time, if your head and heart is not empty of all that, you cannot become constant servers. Can you become constant servers if your head and heart are busy in those things? When they get busy in anything else, in different things, then how will you do service? Then what will happen if you do take in? It's just like people in Lokik life, they take up a job and work for 8 hours and 10 hours. Also, similarly here too, you will become a sevadhari, a server for 8 hours or 10 hours only. You will not become a constant server. So, you have to continue to serve either through your thoughts or through words or through your actions or in contacts and relationships. You have to continue to serve all the time, at every moment, every second. You have to be in the stage of a bestower. A bestower is a server. If your head is empty of other things, you will allow only Baba's remembrance to be in your head. And if you keep your heart clean, you will allow your heart to be in constant company of the Father. What is your promise? Baba, we will be your constant companions. We will be with you constantly. We will go with you together. Your promise isn't that, Baba, you be ahead, I will follow you. Is that your promise? Or is your promise, Baba, I will go along with you? So your promise is, Baba, I will accompany you. I will actually go along with you. Then, does Baba stay without service? Does Baba stay without service? And Baba doesn't even stay without remembrance. You know, the amount of remembrance Baba has, and that also with ease, to, compared to that, you have to labor to be in remembrance, you have to put in a lot of attention to be in remembrance. But for Baba, what else is there? For the Supreme Soul, there is only one thing, it is the children, the souls. Of course, the souls are number wise. However, Baba cannot stay without remembering the children. Can he stay without remembering the children? Can Baba stay without remembering the children? Can Baba do that? Can you stay without remembering Baba? Sometimes you are naughty. And Baba gives a very sweet smile.
Yes.
So what did you hear? The call of the times is to become a bestower. This is very, very essential. It is the cry of the souls of the whole world. Oh our gods, you are their gods, aren't you? In some form or the other, you are the gods. For all the souls, therefore, it is the cry of the soul, of all the souls, our gods and goddesses. Oh, our gods and goddesses, transform us, transform us. Are you able to hear their sounds, their cries? Are you able to hear their cries? Are the Pandavas able to hear their cries? Are you able to hear? Then what do you do to that after hearing? You are able to hear. Then are you able to help them in some way or the other? Or do you keep thinking, yes, we will do, we will do. Are you able to hear the cries? Baba is asking Gayatri Ben, she's sitting right in front. And she nods her head, yes, Baba, I'm able to hear the cries. So, do you tell them about the call of the time? So, you do speak about the call of the time, but when you hear their cries, do you only hear or do you also do something about it? Therefore, O gods and goddesses, emerge your form of bestowers. You have to give. Let no soul stay without receiving it. Let no soul remain without getting anything. Otherwise, people will put garlands of complaints around your neck. So which gods and goddesses are you? Are you those gods and goddesses who will receive the garlands of complaints, or are you those gods and goddesses who will receive the garlands of praise? Ask yourself. Garlands of flowers or garlands of complaints? Here flowers, Papa means praise. Do not think. Oh Baba, we have come so late. It's only those who are our seniors. It's they who are the bestowers. We are very young. No, it's not like that.
First time wali hai, Madhuban mein aane wali.
Who are the first timers? Raise your hand. All first timers, raise your hand. Raise your hand high, please. All first timers, raise your hand high. So Baba takes a look around the hall of Om Shanti Bhavan, and there are at least, I think, 200 to 300 souls who are first-timers out of 1,000 double foreigners. And Baba asks the first-timers, okay, first-timers, can you become bestowers? Or do you think that you will become bestowers only in your second year, third year after coming in Gyan? As this is only your first year, will it be next year or after that? Can those who are only 1 year in Gyan become bestowers? Can they? Who are just 1 year in Gyan? Can they? Yes or no? Yeah, can they become bestowers? Yes? So you are clever. Because everyone said yes. You are very clever. It's good. Bap Dada is always happy when he sees that the children are courageous. Even if someone is only 1 month old. This, what Baba said earlier, was about speaking about the one who was 6 months old or 1 year old. But even if someone is 1 month old, he can become a bestower. Because if someone is 1 month old in Gyan or 1 year old in Gyan, even 1 month old child of Baba, calls himself Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumari, doesn't he? Even if he's 1 month old. Therefore, Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumari means the one who claims the right to the father's inheritance. Because only when you say Brahma is my father, then you call yourself Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumari, is it not? Then a Brahma Kumar or a Brahma Kumari is the one whose father is Brahma. As well as whose father is Shiv Baba, and that one claims the right to the inheritance, doesn't he? Is it that the one who's only 1 month old in Gyan doesn't get the inheritance? Does he get? Does the one who's only 1 month old in Gyan get inheritance? Yes or no? Yes. So, if that one also receives the inheritance, then it means that you're also a bestower, because when you receive, you also give, don't you? When you receive something, you should start giving that away too. Yes, that one will be able to give when he thinks that it is my father who is giving. When he connects, when he thinks that I'm in link with my father, and then even if he's 1 day old, he can become a bestower, because he will receive immediately. But if he thinks, oh yes, it's something high, it's some energy working, I think it's something good, but it's the father, that feeling should come. Only when he thinks it's the father, then he'll claim a right to the inheritance. If someone is just trying to understand, trying to observe, then he can't. But even if he's 1 day old and he has a faith, or he develops a faith, yes, this one is my father, then he claims the right to the inheritance. All of you sitting here are Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris, or are you still in the process of becoming Brahma Kumar, Brahma Kumari? Are you already Brahma Kumars and Brahma Kumaris? Have you already become, or are you still in the process, or you're about to become? You already are. Have you already become? Are you already Brahma Kumars, Kumaris? Nobody can change you? Can anybody change you from Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumari into just Kumar Kumari? Can you become that? No. No, it's not possible. There are so many benefits if you become Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumari. It's not just a matter of one birth you are benefited, but you are benefited for many births. Maybe the efforts you make are only part of your one life, but the fruit or the reward you get of those efforts are for many births. There's benefit and benefit all the time. According to the need of the time, Bap Dada presently draws your attention towards one important thing. As Bap Dada keeps on seeing the result of the children, so in the result, Bhaktada observed that you are
Lakshmi
very courageous, your aim is very good. But when it comes to inculcations, according to your aim, in that there is a little difference. Your aim is number one. It's very high. It's the highest. If somebody would ask any one of you, what is your aim? Is your aim of taking the kingdom for 21 births? That is, do you want to come in the Sun dynasty or do you want to come in the Moon dynasty? What will you say? You will raise your hand only for the Sun dynasty, won't you? Is there anybody who will raise his or her hand for the Moon dynasty? Is there anyone? Anyone sitting at the back who thinks that I don't mind coming in the Moon dynasty? Is there anyone? Anyone sitting in the front or at the back? Okay, is there anyone who wants to become Sri Ram of Silver Age? No one? At least one of you raise your hand and say, yes, Baba, I don't mind becoming, I want to become that. No one? No one? Not a single one? No? No? Everybody is saying no. What? I was asking again and again, do you want to become Sri Ram? Will you become Sri Ram? Do you want to become? And someone says, I didn't mind. Baba is saying, okay, good, so at least there is someone. Okay, never mind. Never mind. Well, someone has to become Sri Ram anyway. Otherwise, Sri Ram's seat will be stay vacant. And everyone laughs in the audience. This Baba's Murli is going live and hundreds of thousands of children of Baba around the world are listening to Baba today. So Baba says, your aim and the inculcation according to the aim should be alike, and therefore you have to pay attention. There is need to be attention to the inculcation part as well. The reason for that is, as Baba told you earlier, that sometimes you become takers, you take. You say, if this one helps me, then I will do this. If this one changes, I will do that. If that happens, I will be that. If this becomes all right, I will become all right. This is to become a taker. It's not to become a bestower. Whether someone gives or doesn't give, Baba has already given me everything.
Baba
Has Baba given little to someone and more to someone else? The course is the same, is it not? Whether it's someone who is 60 years in Gyan or someone is just 1 month in Gyan, the course is the same. Or is it that the course of those who are 60 years in Gyan is different from the course of those who are 1 month in Gyan? No, even those who are 60 years in Gyan, they did the same course, is the same, the knowledge is the same, the love is the same, the powers are the same, all are the same. It's not that to someone Baba gives 16 powers and to the other 8 powers. No, all are given the same inheritance. As Baba has made everyone full, then a soul who is overflowing is always a bestower. That one cannot be the taker. I have to keep on giving, even if someone else gives or not. There should be no desire of taking. The more you become the bestower, the more your treasures will continue to increase. Suppose you give respect to someone. Then to give respect to someone means to increase your self-respect. Because giving respect is actually not giving, but it is receiving. So don't think of taking, but think of giving and you automatically receive. Did you understand what the call of the time is? Call of the times is, remember only one word, bestower. Let anything happen. Remember the word Data. Data means bestower. Remember this word all the time. Be free from desires. Be ignorant of desires. Neither should there be the subtle desire of taking. Neither should there be the desire of taking or wanting anything physical or wanting anything subtle from anyone. A bestower means always the one who is ignorant of desires. A bestower is the one who doesn't lack anything for which he has a desire to get from somewhere, but he is always overflowing in all attainments. Now what is your aim? Your aim is to become complete, is it not? Or is your aim to keep on taking? No. To become complete means to become full, to become a bestower. Okay. Today is the turn for double foreigners. Double foreigners have got the first chance. The double foreigners have taken the first chance. You are the beloved children. You are very beloved, aren't you? Everyone in India has been told not to come, but double foreigners have been invited. Bap Dada remembers all the children, but Bap Dada, when he sees the double foreigners, he sees how much courage the double foreigners have. This makes Baba very happy. Presently, the double foreigners don't fluctuate a lot. There's a big difference in them now. The questions which the double foreigners had at the beginning don't come now. The beginning they used to say, well, yours is Indian culture, this is foreign culture, but now you don't say that anymore. You have understood it. Now you are in Brahmin culture, it's neither Indian culture nor foreign culture. It is Brahmin culture which you experience. You like that, don't you? Maybe when you say Indian culture, you get disturbed a little bit. But when it is a Brahmin culture, that's easy, is it not? Brahmin culture is have self-respect and become a self-sovereign. This is Brahmin culture. You like this culture, don't you? Do you like it? Have self-respect and become a self-sovereign. Those sitting at the back say, do you like this culture? Now you don't have any questions, do you? How can we adopt Indian culture? It's difficult. Now everything has become easy, hasn't it? Is it easy? Is it easy? Is it easy? Baba is asking everyone. Pandavas, the Shaktis, Baba is asking everyone. Yes, now you are saying it's easy, but don't go there and say, oh Baba, this is little difficult. Don't write that from there. You have said it is easy. You may write from there, Baba, I did say it was easy, but this is difficult. Is it easy? Or is it little bit difficult? Is it easy? Is it little difficult or no? Not difficult? What about the Pandavas say? Is it easy? So, the Pandavas and the Shaktis both say it is easy. It's not even slightest difficult? At least slight difficult? No? Now you are smiling. Because you have played all your games and now all those games are over, therefore you say it is not difficult. Now you have become strong. All the games which you played in your childhood have finished. You have become experienced now. And Bapdada notices that when the older ones become strong, pakka, and even the new ones take inspiration from the old ones and they too become strong quickly. It is good that each one is making the other one go ahead. You are working very hard. Now you don't take your stories to the dadis, don't you? Do you? Do you take your stories to the dadis? Do you take your stories to the dadis? Daddy Janki, Daddy Ji, both are sitting in front and Dham is asking them, do they come to you with their stories? Daddy, yes, Baba is saying, yeah, maybe they're not completely finished, but they're not that many, no? Baba is asking daddies, and the daddies are nodding their heads. The difference, is it not? Baba is asking the daddies, and the daddies are saying, yes, there's a difference. They don't come with those long stories as they used to come before. So you are not sick anymore, no? Because, you know, when daddy hears too many long stories, then she gets sick. So now she's no more sick because no more long stories. So daddy Janki is fit and fine today. She looks very healthy. And Baba says, The best virtue is the honesty of the heart. This is their speciality. They don't keep any filth in their heart. They are very honest. They are very truthful. They speak truthfully. They don't hide. They don't make up anything. Whatever is true, they do say it. This is their speciality. This is why Baba says, Baba is pleased with a true and honest heart. If it's yes, you say yes. If you don't want, you say no. You don't say, okay, let me see. You don't move along reluctantly. You either move along with confidence or you don't. So that's... It's good. Bapdada saw the meetings you held, whether of India or of abroad. Bab Dada is happy that all of you took out time to sit in these meetings, and whatever plans you made are very good. You worked very hard. You have made a nice group. Because whatever happens or takes place in a group, that brings success easily. Therefore, the double foreigners sat together and with the power of the gathering discussed on different plans and therefore proved their unity. Bab Dada, listen to everything. He saw everything, and Bab Dada is very happy seeing the courage in the children. And what do you call that word? RCO meeting. Regional Coordinators meeting. Bab Dada remembers that word RCO and the other, the service, international service meeting. So the RCO group or the international service group group, Bab Dada congratulates all of you for your service plans. You have made very good plans. In any place, to whatever extent that those plans can be carried out, carry them out, because the difference of small places and big places. So you may carry out your plans on the basis of the courage as you have given so much time, you have worked so hard in creating those plans. It is very good. Carry them out. But one thing you have to pay attention to is that it shouldn't be that service and self-progress shouldn't be in balance. No, there shouldn't be a difference between the two. Self-progress and service should have a balance. After bringing out the plans into practice, do not say, I was so busy in doing service that I did not pay attention to self-progress. It shouldn't be that way. There should be a constant balance of the two. Why? Because it shouldn't be that you serve only others and not the self. It's not good. Maintaining a balance of both self-service and service of others is the method of success. Did you understand? All the RCOs who are here, raise your hand. Who was in the RCO meeting? Raise your hand. Only so few. So there is Jenti Ben, Dr. Nirmala, Mohini Behen, Sudesh Behen, Chakradhari Behen. So one is the RCO group and the other is International Service Group. Sister Meera is sitting in front and is telling Baba. The second group is International Service Group. International Service Group, raise your hand. All those have come from abroad and are of the International Service Group. Raise your hand. So there are congratulations, congratulations. There were about 50 souls in the International Service Group, and you know, yesterday and this morning they sat in silence, bhakti, and that was also very good. In Madhuban we get a chance to do silence bhakti. And also when you sit in meetings, there's good exchange of news from all corners. It's good. Therefore Baba congratulates you. Whatever you did was very good. To everyone, irrespective from where you have come, to everyone, Bap Dada congratulates you with love. And Baba got the news that many of you have written many, many letters to Baba. Baba has received all your letters and cards. Bap Dada is giving Yad Pyar even before, gives Yad Pyar even before receiving the letters. The moment you children write to Baba, at that very moment or even before you write, you just create a thought that I am writing to Baba, I have to write to Baba. At that very moment, just as these science gadgets, you know, in the form of email and fax, they reach so quickly. Email is the fastest nowadays, is it not? So Baba knows about the modern technology. So email, and the moment you start writing the email, even before you start writing, your email reaches Baba. All these scientific equipments, have been invented for helping you in service. When Brahma Baba listens to the news about email and fax and all these things, Baba is very happy. Brahma Baba says, wow, my children, wow, my children, how great you are. Such easy methods of communication. Even Sakar Brahma Baba didn't get all these facilities. But the children have these facilities. So Baba is happy. But the only thing is that you should use these equipments, considering them to be just means of service. They're only means of service because you have to give benefit to the whole world. Therefore, these means are very helpful. But do not become influenced by these equipments or means. Use them in service, but don't become a slave of them. These equipments which you use now are only at this time. At the beginning, you didn't have these means, and at the end also they will not remain. At the end also they will not remain, underline it. They are only for this time so that your service can increase. So these are equipments, just means to help you in service, but you are the ones who are to make the intense efforts. Your sadhana is more important than this, than the sadhan. Sadhan means equipments, and sadhana means the intense efforts you make. Let not your sadhana become less because of the sadhan. And Baba says that how quickly you are able to communicate because of these means. Baba takes a round of your offices also. How you work in your offices. You are very busy there, aren't you? Maureen is there sitting in front, Maureen of UK, and she's laughing. Your office is working very well, is it not, in London, global office? And she nods her head. Just as you use these equipments and it takes only a second to use them, similarly, from time to time, in between, devote time for sadhana as well. Sadhana means some intense efforts, even if it's for 1 second. For example, one moment you are using a particular equipment and the next moment that awareness is there and you are doing your sadhana. So let it go together. Just as the more you practice using these gadgets, it becomes easier and you're able to work them automatically. Similarly, the practice of doing sadhana in this way should also be automatic. You shouldn't say, I did not get time the whole day, I was so busy. Bab Dada will not accept it. Bhaktada will not agree to it if you say that you did not get time. Because, for example, if you took 1 hour working on the computer or using that physical equipment, couldn't you at that time just take out 5-6 seconds and devote that time for the self? Is there anyone so busy that he or she cannot even spare 5 minutes out of that 1 hour? Okay, if not 5 minutes, at least 5 seconds. Can't you spare that much too? Is there anyone who can't spare even 5 seconds? Say, Pandavas, can you spare 5 seconds out of that 1 hour? So you must spare time for that. When Bap Dada hears that, it hears you children saying, Baba, I was so busy today, Baba, I was so busy. You make your face also seem very busy. Bap Dada will not accept it. He will not agree to it. You can do whatever you want.
Attention.
But the only thing is, the attention isn't enough. Just as you pay attention to other things, that I have to finish this letter in 10 minutes. You pay attention to that, don't you? And that's why you say, I'm so busy. You spare time for that letter. Similarly, you should think that in these 10 minutes, just as you say, in 10 minutes I have to do that work, in 10 minutes I have to do this work also. So, supposing you need 8 minutes for a particular task. So devote 10 minutes for that, and the 8 minutes for that task, and 2 minutes for your sadhana. Can it be possible? Baba is asking Gayatri. Gayatri then is sitting right in front of Baba, and she says, yes, Baba, it is possible. So from now onwards, never say, I'm very busy. I'm very busy. Bap Dada watches your face also at that time. You know, it's really very interesting, and a photograph could be taken of your face at that time. However much busy you may be, but take out time and add it along to your time devoted for your other task. What happens is that you do very good service. You devote a lot of time for that too, and Baba congratulates for your endeavors. However, because you do not devote some time from time to time in between for sadhana or self-progress, you become tired, your brain gets tired, your hands and legs get tired. But if you take out time for sadhana in between, then the tiredness will go. Because you experience happiness, and when there's happiness, there is no tiredness. But when you get engrossed in work, become busy, then you get tired. Bap Dada says that
action consciousness
most of the time you remain action conscious. Isn't it that way?
Action conscious remarkability.
So, you do get marks for being action conscious. That doesn't go a waste.
Soul conscious remark or action.
However, there's a difference between the marks for soul consciousness and marks for action consciousness, isn't there? A difference. Therefore, keep a balance from now onwards. Don't break the link, but continue to add the link. Majority of the double foreigners remain double busy in work. Bab Dada knows that you work very hard. However, you have to keep a balance. Try to take out some time, spare some time, even if it's for a few seconds, but spare some time out of that busy schedule. Pandavas, can it be possible?
Teachers
say, can it be possible to spare some time? And those who are working in offices, in Baba's offices, can you spare some time? You are saying yes, very well. Okay. Also, those of Bharat have made good plans. You have made very good plans. According to the environment, the atmosphere, the plans made by both of you, foreign plans, Bharat plans, are good. Also, those children who have sent Yaad Pyar letters to Bab Dada, to them, whether they have sent Yaad Pyar through letters or through other means, Bab Dada has accepted them and in return Bab Dada is giving the blessing, may you be bestowers. Okay. Can you fly in 1 second? Can you fly in 1 second? Can you fly in 1 second? Baba asked the Shaktis and the Pandavas. Are your wings powerful? The moment you say Baba, and you fly. Baba is giving drishti to everyone. I continue to speak on the transmission. As we can see, okay.
Sarvasrishth.
to all the elevated souls in all four directions who keep the high feelings of a bestower like the Father, to all the constant companions of Baba in service, who are always on the field of service, to all those who make their aim and the qualifications for attaining that aim alike, to all the loving, close children who are becoming equal to the Father, the stars, the lights of Bhagavata's eyes, to all the merciful, to all the master oceans of mercy, merciful children who have constant feelings of world benefit, to all the children, whether they are sitting in front in this hall or downstairs or anywhere, are felt by Bab Dada to be in front of him. To all the children, Bab Dada's Yad Pyar and Namaste.